Now, on the line, I have Kevin O'Hagan, Cancer Prevention Manager with the Irish Cancer Society. And he's going to talk to us about the WHO research, which revealed over 30% of Irish adults are inactive. Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
Good morning, Michael. Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely delighted. I have to say, I was a bit startled by that number of 30% of Irish adults are inactive. I probably would have thought it was less, but quite serious, that.
Yeah, I suppose here at the Irish Cancer Society, we'd be concerned by these figures that tell us that only about 4 out of 10 women and 3 out of 10 men, they're not getting enough of exercise. And of course, that has huge implications for the risk of cancer, because we do know that being physically active it certainly reduces your risk of cancer. And so we're very anxious here to try and encourage people as much as possible to get as physically active as possible, because we do know that in relation to colon cancer and breast cancer in particular, physically active people have a much lesser risk of cancer in those two particular areas than people who are inactive. So the more activity we get, it certainly reduces our risk.
Well, I can tell you, I used to work with Dermot Breen. You know Dermot?
Mm-hmm. Yes, our chairperson here at Irish Cancer.
I worked with him a number of years ago, and I always remember him turning round to me. He says, "Never let a good stairs go to waste." He says, take the stairs when you have the opportunity. Leave the lift alone and take the stairs." And that was before he ever joined up in the Cancer Society.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's a very simple message, and really our message is to make small changes and to make every opportunity we can to be active. If stand up as often as possible, you know, move a little bit more, because we do know that with all the technology advances now in life is very much more convenient. We certainly are less active. We have a lot more desk-based kind of jobs. Many more stairs, and of course we travel everywhere by car. So we don't have many opportunities to be active. In fact, you know, sometimes it's estimated that, you know, a very large portion of our day can be sitting down. Even if you do get an hour's exercise in the evening time, that's not enough. We need to be moving about much, much more. And really that is the message. And the recommendation is that we get at least 30 minutes of moderate physical activity most days of the week. And that's moderate. That's almost getting out of breath, you know, right up as much as possible. So you need to be moving as much as possible, taking every opportunity to get active. We're looking at the research. It's quite incredible. From a major study in relation to bowel cancer, the most physically active individuals had a 24% lower risk of bowel cancer. And in relation to breast cancer, the average breast cancer risk reduction associated with physical activity was about 12%. So there are real benefits, and it's really important that we encourage people as much as possible to be active. It's an independent risk factor. So even if you're a healthy weight and you have a healthy diet, but you're not getting enough of physical activity, you know, you are increasing your risk. So it's not just about keeping your weight down. And there are other, you know, real biological advantages as well of being active.
Yeah.
That certainly reduce your risk of cancer.
It's one of those catch 22, isn't it, with physical activity, is that if you don't do enough physical activity, you feel fatigued all the time.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's so many benefits for being active. I suppose in the cancer area, it certainly it lowers your levels of hormones such as insulin and estrogen and certain growth factors that have been associated with cancer in particular. But it certainly also reduces inflammation. It improves your immune system as well. And so these are really positive things. And it also improves your digestive system, so food can travel through your system much quicker. and that's less exposure then, of course, to carcinogens. So there are many, that's the benefits in relation to cancer. Of course, there are many cardiovascular benefits. It just makes you feel good overall. I mean, it certainly is a fantastic help to mental health or any challenges you have, maybe have with stress or mental health issues. Exercise has been consistently recommended to people to really get out and be active and enjoy the benefits of it.
That was a very interesting point you just made there about it, the food travelling through your body.
Yeah.
That with exercise, it travels through your body far more quickly.
Yeah.
And
well, that's it, yeah.
And if you don't, the food is going through slower, and then, you know, as we all know, you take a banana, for example. They say there's enough cyanide in a banana to kill you 8 times. But it's just the way that it is set up. So a lot of foods would also have other different properties that wouldn't be so good for you. And if you're not fit, that food is lying in your stomach for much longer. So the negative points of the food have more of a chance to cause you problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's it. If you have a very unhealthy diet, if your food is high in fat and sugar and toxins that are just not healthy for you, the amount of time it takes for food to travel through the digestive system is going to be limited if you're not active. So if you're active, it's going to decrease the gastrointestinal tract exposure to possible carcinogens. So, you know, those toxins are going to pass through your body much quicker. And that's one of the real good advantages of being active. And, you know, sometimes it's just about doing little things, you know. It's just, as I said, maybe taking the stairs, just taking the extra 5 minutes, just pushing yourself a little bit more. But it's making the decision to be active throughout the day, you know, and just try and build it into your day. And then set little targets for yourself as well. You know, perhaps I'm going to try and get half an hour in today, or I'm going to push it now to do a little bit more. I'm going to, you know, choose to do something active every day. And it's just taking those little small steps can make a huge difference.
Now, I believe you, or that the Irish Cancer Society works with businesses will go in and give talks to employees and tell them how to get more active and how to keep themselves going. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do a lot. We have a lot of engagement with many companies, and it's not just about the physical activity piece. We do know now that there are about 12 different ways of reducing your risk of cancer, and we use those. We often promote those 12 ways to reduce cancer risk to many audiences, including companies, and of course the big ones is about smoking, maintaining a healthy weight, and being active, of course. But diet is a factor as well. Healthy diet, avoiding alcohol, you know, and many people don't make the link between alcohol and cancer, so we try and promote that message as well. Skin cancer is a big cause of, a big cancer risk here in Ireland, so it's about being sun smart throughout the summer. But in terms of workplaces, we talk a lot about pollutions and maybe exposure to unhealthy chemicals and following health and safety instructions. Radon, of course, is an important factor linked very much to lung cancer. And then, of course, we promote breastfeeding, vaccinations, and the importance of getting screened. So there are kind of our 12 key messages around cancer prevention. You know, we have good screening programs out there, and we like to encourage people to avail of them, particularly if you're in that age bracket.
Well,
so there are kind of key messages around cancer prevention.
You lost me on two of them.
Yeah. What's two?
I like the sun.
Yeah.
And I like a drink.
Yeah. And skin cancer is Ireland's number one cancer, and it's the most preventable. 95% of skin cancers are caused by UV radiation from the sun. And of course, here in Ireland, we tend to have much fairer skin. Our skin is
indeed
fair.
Yeah.
We burn very quickly, so if you're getting repeated sunburn, your risk of skin cancer really increases. The alcohol one, there's a link of about 7 or 8 different cancers. Alcohol. We know there's about 500 cancer deaths in Ireland related to to alcohol each year. That's 500 deaths each year, about 900 cases. So alcohol is certainly a big risk factor. And if you smoke and drink also, that again increases your risk. So that's why, as well, in recent times we've been calling for a label on alcohol to say that it's linked to cancer. And hopefully we'll see that as the year goes on.
Well, it's actually, I did a little bit of work a couple of years ago with Sister Concilio in Coonwirra.
Yes, yes.
And, we pulled together some figures and that with, the costs of alcohol to the Irish economy. And I'm trying to think of the organisation that has it on their website, Alcohol Action Ireland, actually, that's who it is.
That's right, yeah.
And you actually see some of the figures that are there are absolutely astounding. You're talking in the billions.
Oh, absolutely.
About the cost of alcohol to this country.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of we're seeing a considerable increase now of alcohol-related cancers in Ireland, and that's because our consumption level certainly has increased. And we're seeing, the Mouth Cancer Awareness Day is coming up next week, and we'll be talking about, again, alcohol in the context of mouth cancer. So we are seeing an increase. As most people need to realise, alcohol is carcinogenic. It's in the same category as smoking. Obviously, the more you drink, the increase your risk, and so we'd be asking people to avoid alcohol, certainly cut back or avoid it altogether if they want to reduce the risk of cancer. So it's one that we constantly need to remind people of, and particularly linked to breast cancer as well, so that's important information for people, yeah.
And tell me, Kevin, sticking on the theme of alcohol, would a lot of that mouth cancer, would that have to do with spirits? Would that be more prevalent with spirits than with beer?
You'd almost assume that, wouldn't you, Michael?
But you would.
It's actually linked to any type of cancer, any type of alcohol. They don't make the distinction of what type of alcohol. It's any type of alcohol at all is linked to as I said, seven different cancers, and mouth cancer being one of them. But they're suggesting that it's any type of alcohol, and it's about the level of consumption, how much you drink. The more you drink, obviously, the greater your risk. We would, in terms of cancer, we're saying there isn't any safe limit in relation to alcohol. And we'd be encouraging people to avoid it or not drink at all, actually, so it's any type of alcohol, yeah.
Kevin, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, but one thing I was going to finish up with, if there is small businesses or people in general, they want to find out more about risks of cancer and how they can get more healthy,
no problem,
where can they find that information?
Well, if they call us here at the Irish Cancer Society, and even if anyone has any concerns about any issues in relation to cancer or detecting cancer early, or if you're worried about any of your health issues, call us here at 1-800-200-700. That's 1-800-200-700, and that's our cancer nurse line, and you can talk to one of our nurses about any of the issues I've raised here today. And we have a lot of leaflets that we can send out to various companies as well for their employees, if that's helpful, or we can certainly visit some of them as well. But our cancer nurse line is 1-800-200-700. Our website is www.cancer.ie, and a lot of that information I've discussed here today is on that.
Yeah, now, a lot of people might be wondering why I keep mentioning businesses. And the reason I mention businesses is that, most of us are out there working in the community, work for different businesses, and it's very important for businesses to have healthy staff.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's a basic, it makes a certain so much sense. I mean, it's so important. You have a healthy staff, you don't want them out long-term sick, you don't want them out suffering, and you want them fit and able to do their job. It makes perfect economic sense. It makes perfect sense. And we're seeing a lot more companies really buying into this, and they realize the importance of having a healthy staff. And, you know, and it's simple things, it's simple steps people can take to be healthy for the longer term. And that's what we want people to do. We can help people give up smoking, which is the number one. It certainly is the most cost-effective prevention measure that anyone can do for themselves for so many reasons. And if they can give up smoking, they certainly reduce the risk of cancer significantly. We'd be very happy here to talk to anyone, any business or any company that wants to get more information for their employees.
Kevin, thank you very much for chatting with us today.
You're most welcome, Michael. Thank you very much.
All the best. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, cheers.